On today's Church TechCast Q&A show, live streaming host, overlapping audio, video out, and a new live streaming system. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation, by the way. So leave your question below the video if you're watching the video, or if you're listening to the audio, then just drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, or hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAlanClif. And if you can't remember those, just trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. That'll get you in touch with me as well. So let's dive right into the questions. Kent asked via email, I was watching the Tom Sinclair show and he mentioned you will be on the show this week. Already was, but you sent me this before I was, so that's okay. I've been going around CDNs forever. I use Wirecast for production, and I like it. My big thing is playing videos at a set time. I used churchstreaming.tv, and I like the schedule event feature. I'm now with sundaystream.com. I like them because they're cheaper and have a nicer chat room feature. Other than streaming from Wirecast at a set time, do you have ideas on how to schedule the player remotely or have it set up? Or do I need to move back and bite the bullet with churchstreaming.tv? Any thoughts would be great, and great work. Okay, thanks a lot, Kent. So there are a couple of ways you can do this. First off, surely there's another streaming provider that does this. Don't know that there is, but surely there is. If not, then the next idea I have is if you could have a video uploaded in advance and have a kind of a cron job set up to where it switches the embed code in the PHP of your website, that would work. You'd probably need a developer to do that. That's not immediately intuitive on how to do that. So that's a possibility. You could also set up a redirect where, let's say, it's live.mychurch.com. Live.mychurch.com isn't an actual page, but it redirects to one of two pages, either the live page or an identical but different because it has a different embed code pre-recorded page. And on that page, I would put in the YouTube link. So have that go live at, let's say, 11 a.m. That link goes live, and the redirect switches over at that time. I think that that's another way that you could do it. The problem that you're going to run into, though, is that if someone shows up 10 minutes late, 5 minutes, they're going to see it from the beginning. So it's less than ideal. And if you don't do that, if you go with the developer option, that's probably going to cost you more money than just paying extra for churchstreaming.tv. So thought you'd like to know that. John Pinner on YouTube asks, can I make a song list with YouTube MP4s and have them overlap so that we don't have any dead space in ProPresenter? First problem, copyright. I hate copyright. It makes life difficult, but we've got to live by it. And so here's what I would recommend to you. The first off, if you've got permission, then you could go into ProPresenter and there's a media tab where you can change the media properties, mark the endpoint and the outpoint as close as possible, and make sure you do dissolve transition between the media pieces. If you don't have permission, don't do any of this. Get permission. Remember, we've got Romans 13, which says that we should abide by the laws of the governing authorities, and if not, we should expect consequences. So, just keep that in mind. If you have permission, you could do that. If you have permission, you could edit the videos or audio, MP4s or video, so I'm not exactly sure what you're dealing with, but let's say that it's videos or audio. You could edit those so that they cross-dissolve. That would be a way to get a better cross-dissolve transition. ProPresenter 5 just doesn't have anything better than getting it smack dab right up one against the other, cross-dissolving down, cross-dissolving up on the next file, which has no space. That's probably as close as you're going to get. Ilvive Hoy 7771 on YouTube asks, Paul, I'm in a bind here. I need your help. I have a PC with an HDMI port that I connect to a 24-inch monitor. My pastor just bought two 60-inch TVs and 50-foot of HDMI cable. He wants me to connect the monitors to the same PC using an HDMI splitter. I've done that. I told him that the splitter only splits the signal, right? And the PC, or the program in this case, Windows 7, only sees one monitor, not three of them. I need to find a way to have my screen, the monitor, when I do the work of all the songs displaying the information there, and then the two 60-inch TVs output the actual songs so that everyone reads the lyrics, but I do not want them to see the screen I'm working on. Help me out, man. Okay, in talking to you, it's a Lenovo tower, so what I would do is I'd just buy a video card that has two discrete outputs, and that'll solve your problem. That's the best way to do it. There are USB video output devices. I'm using one on my mid-2010 MacBook Pro right now. They're very inexpensive, around $30 for the one that I got. The problem, though, is that they're not as powerful as an actual video card. So if you had to go that way for some reason, I wouldn't do text over video because it's probably not going to work very well. I wouldn't do multiple layers of video. Probably not going to work all that well. But if you wanted to do something like text over a static background, that might be fine. So that's basically what I'd recommend. Jeremy, via Twitter, asks, Hi Paul, my church wants to live stream. We have ProPresenter 5 running on Mac OS. We have a Nikon D3200. Thoughts? Advice? Thanks. So my first thought is DSLRs are less than ideal for live streaming. So the reason is control of the lens. Smooth servo-controlled zoom, really they just haven't created good live lenses for DSLRs. But the lenses are so beautiful. So we use them a lot in pre-produced elements, but for live, not so much. In talking to you, it sounds like you're not going to be using this for a pre-produced element. So I have a list of the things that I'd recommend for a church that wanted to get into live streaming. It's probably a bigger list than most churches would want to go with, but let me explain that. I believe that our message really, really matters. If your message doesn't matter, then, you know, ignore what I'm about to say. But if the message that your church has that you're trying to live stream really, really matters, you need to have a quality live stream. Why? Won't people forgive not having the best that you can have? No. I wish this wasn't the case, but it is. It's the case that people judge the quality of the message by the medium by which it's delivered. So if you've ever seen like government videos, like if you ever had jury duty and they had a jury duty instructional video and it was like shot in 1972 on 8 millimeter film and it's just really horrible, well, then you understand what I'm talking about. That's important information, but because the production value is so bad, it's hard to believe that it's important. Because you would think, well, if it's important, they're going to put some effort into it and at least upgrade this thing every 40 years or so. So that is the thought that will go through people's mind is, wow, this is really cruddy video. They've just got a camera in the back of the auditorium, and I'm not quite sure. Is that a pastor up there or someone just talking? Can't quite hear him either. Move on. Sorry, that's just the reality that we have to deal with. We can thank Hollywood for this because their stuff is unimportant, but they put in top quality into it. Same thing with a lot of television. Unimportant. Designed just for our entertainment. You don't learn anything. A lot of times the stuff that's on there is bad information. Like, you watch CSI, you think that every murder ever committed was solved in a half an hour. Not the case. So, entertainment, which isn't important, has high production value. So people have started to believe that if it has low production value, then it must be even less important than something that's just for entertainment purposes. Sorry, that's the way that it is. So I have a link, and I'll put that in the show notes, to my minimum system. Basically, it's a Blackmagic Design ATEM television studio, two Canon VIXIA cameras, and a Teradek VidiU encoder box. I think the VidiU encoder Mini might do the exact same thing, but I haven't gotten one in for testing. I've used the VidiU, the regular one, at a freelance job, and that seemed to work fine. This is what I'd recommend just from my experience. So maybe the Mini will save you a couple $100. If it does, that's the way to go. You can also encode with the computer, but by the time you buy the computer and the capture card, that's more money. So, just thought I'd let you know that. Well, I hope that helps you. I hope that one of those questions was one of your questions, whether you asked it and I answered it, or it was one you meant to ask and I've just provided you the answer. If you like this content, I've got a gift for you. So head on over to trinitymedia.com/gifts. Pick out your gift. I've got a list of a few of them there. And give me the email address so that I can send it to you. Then you can get that gift as well as a free subscription to my newsletter, which I'll send out updates, church tech tips and tricks, and just all kinds of exclusive content. So I hope that helps you go out and change eternity. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.